Hey, it's Ben and Kelly, and today on the podcast, reviews are in, and from Tara says, sounds like Ben had a serving of Haterade. Taylor said, Ben is bitter. Jenny says, gosh dang it, Ben, you had one job.
That pretty much sums up the show. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
I'm about to tell you something and give you a story that you're not going to care one bit about.
Great.
You have no experience with.
Okay.
And you're basically just going to be going, okay.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. What a setup that was. What a setup.
Okay, so I'm a coffee drinker. You're not.
Yep, I don't care.
Yep, that's right. So my part of my routine in the morning is there is coffee prepared to be made in the morning when I wake up. So
right.
I get up. I'll hit on, it'll brew a couple, you know, few cups of coffee.
Sure.
I'll take it in a little container to here to work.
Sure.
And I'll have some. So my wife, Elizabeth, usually sets it up for me the night before. Okay.
Nice of her.
Yeah, absolutely. And if she doesn't, I'll do it. Whatever. But I noticed last night that there was water in the tank. So I was like, all right, it's done. It's just my little, like, visual check.
Sure.
It's done. So I did it this morning. Everything's fine. Come into work. Have the coffee. It's terrible. I'm
Aww.
Like.
I feel so bad for you. This is where the compassion comes in. That's my part, right?
Thank you, Kelly. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
It's terrible. And I realized something after I was drinking. I drank an entire cup of it, and I was like, man, this is still
Oh, it
there.
Took you an entire cup to feel
no,
it,
no,
realize
I
how bad it was?
No, I tasted
choked it. You choked it down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I tasted it the very first sip. I was like, something is off with this
now
coffee.
Now I have to survive this cup of coffee, but I'm doing it anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just part of me.
I admire the conviction.
Thanks. Yeah.
You just follow through.
So then I tried the second cup. It's no better. So I decided, all right, I'm going to get rid of it. My wife wakes up early, too, so I texted her, and she was like, yep, you know what? I forgot to actually change the grounds from the previous day. She said,
I mean, I don't drink coffee,
she
but
said,
automatically, that I know that's bad.
She said, so sorry, you didn't take the coffee, did you?
Sure did.
I said,
the entire
sure.
cup.
I said,
started
sure
a
did.
Second, so, decided couldn't do it anymore.
So what I had done was the Ooh. Old grounds were still in the coffee maker from the day before.
Just turn it on. Let's and I, brew those again.
I saw the water there and yep, exactly. Hot water over the old grounds.
Yep.
And
doesn't make for good coffee.
Doesn't
apparently.
Make for great coffee. Absolutely not.
Okay.
The flavor is barely there. You get like hot water with a little bit of like stale coffee flavor.
Oh,
it's awful.
Ooh,
it's
okay,
awful.
Okay, don't recommend it.
I know you're not a coffee drinker. So yeah. Again, I appreciate you weathering this story with me.
Sure. I'm a thrifty person though.
Yeah.
So that sounds like if I were a coffee drinker, I might have experimented with, let's see if I can squeeze
let's see if I can re-brew
out of old coffee grounds just to see economical reasons.
Sure, exactly.
Save some money.
Why not?
Why not try it?
Yeah.
That sounds like something I would do.
And I'm here to tell you, if you ever decide to become a coffee drinker.
Not gonna, but okay.
You know, who knows? Maybe you hit a midlife crisis and you're like, I need to do something different in my life. And you're thinking, all right, maybe coffee's the thing to do.
Okay.
So don't try to do that. Don't try to reuse Good grounds enough. Because it's going to brew terrible coffee.
So we do have a coffee maker here, right?
Yeah, I had to get a Keurig.
Oh, okay. Is that a lesser tier of coffee than what you enjoy at home?
Yeah.
I mean, your wife works at the coffee place.
Yeah.
So that
well,
you get
right.
perks of that, right? It's like having Starbucks at home, is it not?
A little, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But
and then you come in here and you have to slum it with Keurig?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not the same. Those single cup Keurig things are just not the same as like a ground beans and fresh coffee like that.
I got
it. It's just not the same.
All right. How are you doing right now? Are you going to be able to muscle through with the coffee situation being suboptimal?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. It's dicey right now is what you're
Check
saying.
Back in with me in a couple hours.
Okay. T's and P's.
Thanks.
T's and P's.
Thanks. And again, thank you for humoring me with my story that I knew you would care nothing about.
Absolutely. I always have zero choice. So I'm here for you.
And you have done that hundreds of times throughout the career. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Of the stories that I've told on this show, Kelly has cared for a fraction of them.
Yep.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm here for you, bud.
Thanks. Time for a feel-good story.
So this is about a hero bus driver. Transit officials there in Tampa shared this footage of this bus driver named Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
Saving a little boy who was just walking out onto the streets.
Ooh, yikes.
Wandered away from his home. We're talking like toddler.
Okay.
He was still in his pajamas about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
She called it in. Cops got him back home like 20 minutes later. But Barbara talked about, you know, like seeing that and knowing she had to do something.
And I looked again, I seen those shoes, I seen pajamas. I said, oh my God, that's a baby. My heart just dropped. And that's what just made me jump off the bus. Because I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, wow.
She went and scooped him up.
Yeah,
and
observant.
She was just kind of like hanging, you know, holding on to him for a little bit and keeping him entertained. Officers went knocking on doors in the neighborhood, found the mom within 20 minutes of the call. Family lived 2.5 blocks away from where the child was found.
Wow.
So don't know anything about the circumstance.
Yeah.
But you know, any parent knows if you turn your head for a second.
Yeah, they can be gone.
They can slip out like that all the time. Exactly. So, you can see that video, the full story at WDJX.com.
Look, what happens when you find someone, but you don't get a name or number because you're not in the right situation or mindset to get a social media handle? What do?
Yeah, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it because all we do is troll all day long on the internet, and we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this is Man for Woman, the girl who raged over fries.
Sounds like an amazing quality already.
It sounds like an amazing. You were in the black SUV at the Wendy's drive-thru window, passionately expressing your extreme disappointment about missing some fries.
Hey, were you gonna give me fries or what?
Actually, you were going off on the worker because they forgot your fries or something.
Are you an idiot? I ordered fries.
Now listen, I was inside, pretending to order a Frosty at the counter, but really just watching you absolutely melt down. He's like, what's happening over there?
Really bad. Don't act like that in the drive-thru.
I'm not sure what made you so mad.
Probably lack of fries.
But the fire in your eyes could have melted my Frosty faster than any summer sun.
That's great.
Your dark, wavy hair caught the light like a museum painting.
Wow.
And you had the cutest expressive middle finger and button nose. Truly a work of art.
Don't do any of that in the drive-thru.
Chef's kiss. You looked like someone who just really needed a hug and maybe some fresh hot batch of fries.
It was, it's all that.
Listen, I'd love to be the guy that delivers both to you. Maybe we can grab a drink sometime and I can find out if your passion carries over into other parts of your life.
Oh, my.
You feisty thing.
We're calling that feisty. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, to be honest, he might be kind of a catch if he can look at her acting that badly and still think that's cute.
That's right. He saw her in her worst time.
Exactly.
All right. And he saw love.
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Seriously, don't do that.
No.
Lumberjack in the Pumpkin Patch, woman for man.
Okay.
I saw you at Huber's Orchard walking around the pumpkin patch with a little kid. I'm assuming your niece?
Of course.
Because that's what we assume.
Sure, immediately. Got to be a niece.
A man with a little girl.
Yep.
Probably his niece.
Yeah.
Definitely not his daughter.
No.
Maybe a tiny human that proves you're a widower?
Wow.
Why are we automatically going there?
Killing off the misses, are we?
Wow. A girl can dream.
A girl can dream. Jeez.
Wow. Anyway, you gave off serious lumberjack vibes with that flannel and beard. Wow, mama likey. The way you carried two massive pumpkins around for an hour like that straight. Yes, come to mama.
Okay.
You're so attractive. I almost forgot I was there with my, let's call him suboptimal boyfriend.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, she's got a boyfriend. Got it.
Whatever.
Honestly,
I might be ready to trade him in for a better model, namely you.
Okay.
If you're out there, I'd love to buy you an ice cream or a bottle of wine.
Mm.
Sit at the patio, talk about life. Just as soon as I figure out how to break up with my suboptimal current boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, I'll consider it. If you respond. If not, maybe I'll hang in there. And
look, there's hope.
Is there?
There's hope.
Is there?
There's hope.
You want the cute rage monster
so whether
in the drive-thru?
You're looking, yes, for the rage monster at the drive-thru.
Right.
Or
the dude that's probably definitely widowed or with his niece.
Yeah.
Because that's a perfect assumption to make.
That's right. Yeah. It can be one thing. And that, my friends, is always
Craigslist Missed Connection
on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so what we're about to do is, even by our standards, beneath us.
OMG. Again.
It starts in the lane of setting the bar.
Okay.
But I'm not proud of where we morph it. I know there's still time to change.
I was going to say,
but it's already
you
printed.
Can veer off the
no,
course.
No, we can't.
So we're just going to, you're not proud of it. This is, but we're still going to
think
gonna
of
it.
The most awkward place you've ever passed gas.
Oh,
God. Like
why?
I said, it's... It starts in a setting the bar story.
Why?
All right?
Why?
And I'm not... Okay.
Why? Listen, you guys don't have to participate.
Well, no, I'm asking for participation. That's what I'm asking
to justify
for.
Yeah, Ben to taking us yes, all down this path.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Anyways, that's coming up. Hang on. Just a little more proof that tootin' is funny.
OMG.
It's a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without creating leather pants that sound like you're passing gas, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, that's unfortunate.
We look no further than The Gap.
The Gap?
Yeah.
Made leather pants that make it sound like you're tooting.
Yeah, so this woman named Gabby, she posted this TikTok. It's getting a lot of attention. And she's talking about these leather pants she just got from The Gap. Horrified at the noise they make.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade because I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then
that's the noise.
That's the sound.
Yep.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not a one-time thing either. Apparently, so in the video, she squats multiple times throughout the video and
that did not come from my dumb pants.
It sounds like a duck quacking too, a little bit.
There was actually someone who commented and said, didn't know Gap and Affleck did a collaboration.
Exactly.
You got some explaining to do.
Oh, bless her heart. That is not going to help the sales of those.
Yeah,
pants.
It's like, you know what? I like the pants, but the...
But I can't move in them, so...
I can't move in them without... Yeah.
Oh, that is unfortunate. Did they not take them for a test run?
Well, they did. Yeah, but and also Gabby would have, when she tried them on, probably not done all the motions that you would do in pants.
No, but you do.
You
need
just
to.
You just try them on. You kind of turn around. You take a look in the mirror, and you're like,
sure.
Okay, those look good.
But
and then
a lot
you
of times
take them
you
off.
You do the sit test. You do the sit test though. First of all, to see if they're going to show anything in the back that you don't want seen, and if it's comfortable enough.
You do like the you sit do, test.
Yeah, you do the sit test.
Interesting.
Most women do the sit test.
So.
Because, yeah, especially if they're a lower rise.
Oh, just to see if like a little crack
yes,
shows.
Yes.
All right.
That's important.
So I guess it's the material of the faux leather pants. It creates
right.
friction, produces the unfortunate sound when the fabric rubs together during movement.
Oh, That is unfortunate.
Oh, Taylor just texted in. I have a pair of fake leather pants. They did the same thing. My students love it when I wear them. They beg me. They call them the fart pants.
Hey, so, wear the fart pants again. Yeah. We love those. Oh, yeah, no. No. I couldn't. That ruined it for me. I can't.
I've never had leather pants or faux leather pants.
I had pleather pants back in the day.
So I don't know if it's just a situation of the faux leather or if it's real leather that does it too. Well, anyways, Gabby is calling attention to the gap.
The gap is going to need to go back to the lab with those.
Who knows? Maybe people will actually pick them up and go, oh, I want the fart pants.
Oh, gosh. And then it's going to get a lot louder as people are walking around. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And if she wears them to, like, work.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
How distracting.
I know. If you can manage to make it through the day without creating leather pants that sound like you're passing gas.
That did not come from my no.
She's like, nope.
Nope. No, sorry, that wasn't what you think it is.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Slight tangent from my pleather wearing days. There's one New Year's we were broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called French Kiss back then.
Mm-hmm.
Over off Lynn Station.
Okay.
A club back in the day.
Yeah.
My outfit, and I thought it was fire.
Well, of course.
Blue. It was almost like an iridescent, like when the light hit it, it almost kind of had like an iridescent shimmery
sure.
quality. Blue uh-huh. pleather pants
uh-huh.
and the matching like bustier.
Okay.
Strapless.
Absolutely.
Bustier.
You
like
gotta do that.
I was bringing the thunder.
You're like, I'm finding a man
for
tonight.
New Year's, my sister was in town,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So she comes with me. We end up in the ER. Right after midnight, because somebody slipped something in my sister's drink.
Oh.
Our promotions director also ended up on the curb outside.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
same kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm in the ER just after midnight
wearing
that outfit, getting lectured about overdoing it. And I'm all like, my sister was in college at the time. I was like, listen, she's in college. She knows how to drink.
She knows.
We're not amateurs.
Well, you looked like one wearing
the... She woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, had no idea what happened.
Yeah, sure. All right.
But I took the heat
Good
all
sister.
Night in my blue...
In your pleather...
Pleather outfit.
Outfit, that's
That
great.
I thought was fire.
All right, so what's the most awkward or funny place that you've let one go?
I don't think that mine made noise, that outfit.
That's
Thank
unfortunate.
Goodness. Thank Dumb goodness.
All right. If you've got a story... We can go down this road just briefly, all right?
Really?
Just briefly.
This was where you wanted to take it.
I told you, this is even beneath us.
You couldn't take it to the whole, was your outfit unfortunate?
That's not as funny.
Okay. We're going fart lane.
That's not as, yes, that's funny.
Got it. Unfortunate fart stories. Okay. All right. That's
things,
the road we're taking,
Things
friends.
In your broadcasting career you never thought you'd utter on the air. No,
they didn't cover this in class.
Right.
In radio class. They didn't.
All right. So that's coming up.
Okay.
Tina, Paul, we see you.
Oh, that's
Already
oh,
getting
fantastic.
Them.
Fantastic. You guys are enabling
great.
This behavior.
Thank you. Thank you.
That.
Those stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. Want to know the most awkward place you've passed gas?
All because of these viral pants the Gap made. They're like fake leather pants that make a noise.
You got some explaining to do.
Samantha, when my husband and I were just dating, I wouldn't do it in front of him. So one night we were telling embarrassing fart stories.
Uh-huh.
After I told my story, we both start laughing. And as I laughed, I did it. That made us laugh even more, which made me do it even more. So... Now I don't have a problem doing it in front of my husband.
Oh, great.
See, there you go. It just
that
takes
just
once.
Kind of, yeah, it
just takes once.
Just to kind of break the ice
That's right.
a little bit.
Tina said during a downward dog in yoga class. He swear it echoed.
No. No.
The instructor said, that's just your body releasing tension.
Paul, during a work... presentation?
Wow.
Yep, right when the projector froze, so there was no sound except for me.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
Amy said, 8 Ethiopian food went to the gas station. Me, the cashier, one other person in line. The most deadly fart I've ever farted came out silently.
No.
Thank the cashier, walked out like nothing happened. We all knew.
Nope. You don't, that's you the don't worst. Acknowledge it.
That is the worst. Yes. Especially, like, this has happened to me accidentally, of course.
Uh-huh.
On the elevator here at work. Oh, we're on the sixth floor, right?
No, you just, you do everything you can to learn.
I know, but it's like there's no one in the elevator.
So you feel like it's fine?
You feel like it's fine. Then the elevator opens up, you walk out, and someone immediately is there to walk in, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's you.
I'm so sorry.
It's you. And there's
they know.
No way to hide
they
from
know.
That. They know.
They know.
They know.
Brandy.
And then do you just kind of give them a nod, like a knowing nod? Like,
nope. You just keep going.
All right.
Brandy, I did it on a first date inside his car right before he leaned in for the kiss.
Oh!
He's now my husband, LOL. You know what? You just got to marry him at that point.
Yeah, if you get through that.
You just
got to
marry
sure.
him at that point.
He forgives that. You're good.
Oh, Kyle. Yep. Elevator story. That's right.
Oh, full of people.
Yep.
Right
everyone knew.
The gym.
No one said a word.
All the silence was worse than the smell, he says.
That. So, yeah. Yes. If you're just now listening, yes, we're talking about
what
that.
What do you think we're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Mandy did it once in a quiet library, and of course it was one of those squeaky balloon-sounding ones.
Oh, no.
I immediately tried coughing.
Nope, didn't help. Nope, didn't help.
When you think it's going to be silent and it's not. Oh, that's the worst. They betray you.
Oh, gosh, Dan, while proposing, I got down on one knee and my body made its own announcement.
That's funny.
She still said yes.
That's great.
Oh, Brandon, of course. I was a kid. Ripped one in church during the prayer.
Who hasn't?
The pew literally vibrated.
Oh my
gosh. Grandma smacked me with her purse.
Not here. Not in the house of the Lord. That's funny.
Brandon.
That's funny.
Michelle inside a tanning bed.
Yep.
The smell got trapped.
Oh, no.
I had to fake a phone call so I could escape when the timer went off. No. LOL.
Whoever's going to clean that in for a surprise.
Oh, no.
All right. Oh. We'll do one more.
Christy, I've got y'all beat. What about while giving a bridesmaid speech with a wireless mic that picked it up?
Oh, no.
And then the DJ tried to turn it into a beat.
Jeez. Listen, that's...
She said I was mortified.
Yes, of course. It's like, all right, raise your glass. The DJ. Oh, geez.
Although that is the best way to try to cover that up, right?
Have
the DJ make a fire track out of it.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to slum it with some of that humor for a hot second, okay?
Hashtag relatable.
Oh, all right. So there you go. That is some fun stories there on 99.7DJX. Hi there, it's Ben and Kelly. We give you feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This one's pretty fun. Bride Marissa managed to pull off a pretty great surprise for her groom, Brody, at the reception.
Mm-hmm.
So, backstory, Marissa grew up in a house on a pond, and they rode jet skis in their childhood. Brody always thought that was just the coolest thing.
For sure.
And he always wanted to get one, like, one day.
Mm-hmm.
And about 6.5 years into their relationship, when he was starting to get kind of serious about wanting to buy one, she kind of laid down the law and was like, first, I'm going to need a ring.
Oh.
And then, of course, the wedding, building a house, that just kind of pushed that down on the priority list.
Right.
Which made the surprise even more special.
He has always wanted a jet ski. And I told him, if there's money for a jet ski, there better be money for a ring. And the good man that he is, he got me a ring. And now it's time that I return the favor.
She got him a jet ski.
Yes.
That's cool.
So this was the hardest secret I've ever kept. I didn't tell anyone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's hype.
He is hype.
He is hype.
So she asked her brother, Steve, Brody's best friend, to figure out the make and the model of the one that he wanted.
Wow.
And to prevent him from doing an impulse buy.
Oh,
yeah. In the meantime, right? And they kept it all secured and hidden in Steve's garage. And then Marissa rolled it out
at the reception.
So cool. You can see the video at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
I used to do work with one of my friends. He had a boss in high school that would pay us in allowing us to ride his jet ski on the lake.
That's great.
We didn't get money, but he is like here.
Listen, I'll give you free jet ski rides.
Yeah, exactly. You can do that.
Right, done.
Done. Sign me up. Being on the same page with your partner is really important for the future of your relationship, right?
Absolutely. It's got to be the foundation.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. And that means a lot of different things. Being on the same page with kids, with marriage, with
knowing where you're going.
Yeah,
are
exactly.
You gonna have
finances,
the same path?
All that stuff. So yeah, just kind of, you can have differences, but you've got most of the time align with a lot of the important things. So I don't know when it was for you when you kind of dropped the marriage talk with your now husband. How early in the relationship was it?
It was probably the second time around at McDonald's. Because we had broken up for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he shows up when I have a broadcast at McDonald's and we have this like life-changing conversation where he's just
hey,
let's try this again. And I'm like, nope, not unless you know this is for keeps.
Yeah. You know what? By the way, if anyone in the marketing department at McDonald's is listening, what a great campaign
this would be. Look at that.
The real conversations happen in the lobby at McDonald's.
At McDonald's.
Yes. Yes. Come to McDonald's. Have the real...
Mickey, life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
I'm for hire.
I want to say we had the... Like, you know, you always kind of like test the waters a little bit.
Sure.
You know, before you say the I love yous, mm-hmm. it's, oh, I love being with you.
Right.
I love that thing you do.
Yeah.
I love the things about you.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. And then it's like.
See how it's received. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we. Oh, man, I would have to ask my wife, and this is going to sound terrible.
I was going to say, because you were younger, too.
Yeah.
I was that poo or get off the pot age.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? If this ain't
Mama's
happening, I got to move on. I got to move on. I got to find someone else to hitch my wagon to.
My timeline got shorter.
My point is, you know, if you haven't had the conversation and you're dating.
Yeah.
About marriage.
It can be awkward to figure out when to have
exactly.
that. When's the appropriate time to have that conversation for you? And it's different for everybody.
It is. And sometimes
some people can get there quicker.
Sometimes there can be assumptions.
Sure.
Depending on how long you've been seeing one another.
Right. Like if you've been together 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. That
safe
seems
to assume you're headed down the same path.
You're doing things right. Alexis, by the way, texts in and says, which McDonald's? I need to schedule a meeting with my boyfriend.
Bardstown, Taylorsville Road.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect one right there. That's right there. Kelly knows.
That was the one.
She's like, it was that one.
It was that one.
That's where the magic happened.
Thanks for having us broadcasting like, all those years ago.
Right, exactly.
2005.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So we have a message from a listener. She's wants to remain anonymous, but she's at that 3-year mark with her boyfriend. I mean,
She has assumptions.
Assumptions to the tune of actually thinking that their little anniversary dinner was going to go way different than it actually did.
Yeah. And now she's obviously thrown for a loop-de-loop.
Yeah. So we'll unpack what happened, what was said. He doesn't want to break up, but...
No, but can we come back from that?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's coming up here in just a minute with group therapy on 99.7 DJX. After Sabrina Carpenter. How about a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Honestly, I'm kind of new to your show.
Oh, hey.
I decided to detox myself from Spotify and all the perfectly curated playlists, and honestly, I've really enjoyed rediscovering real radio.
Look at that!
You two make my morning so much better, and I've heard other people write in for advice, so I figured, why not? LOL.
All right, welcome to the club.
Here's my situation. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend and I just celebrated our 3-year anniversary, mm-hmm. and he took me out for this super fancy dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even got my nails done because I was sure he was going to propose.
Mm.
Not only did he not do that, on the car ride home, he told me he's not sure if he ever wants to get married.
Oh.
Gut punch.
Oh.
I asked him if he wants to break up, and he insists he doesn't. So now I don't know what to do. Is this the end? Oh. Do guys ever come around after saying something like that? I love him, but I feel like we might be on totally different pages now, and I'm absolutely lost.
Oh, that sucks.
That's awful. She's thinking he's going to be like, forever, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and every time he gets up from the table, she's thinking, okay, he's going to go get the ring.
Yep.
He's doing this.
And then on the ride home, he's all like, yeah, I know.
On their anniversary.
Yes, how do you not take that as a massive insult?
Or a, hey, we're going to break up.
Well, okay. If this is something he knows she wants.
Right.
Then is that his way of saying, yeah, that's never going to happen? Or I don't want to marry you.
Yeah.
That his blanket statement, really means I don't think I ever want to marry you.
Yeah. I think that might be it.
Yeah.
That's terrible to hear.
He takes her out to a fancy dinner. And then springs that on her?
That reminds me of a radio station that I worked for where the general manager, I got there right after this happened, so I wasn't a part of it. But the general manager took the entire staff out to a delicious steak dinner.
Yeah.
All the fixings, everything, you know, talked about the future and all that. The very next day, flipped the formats of the station, fired everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
Very next day.
That is jarring.
Yeah. Was like,
basically
that means, okay, you were listening to a radio station like 99.70 yes. JX, and then the very next day it's like,
country.
Yeah, exactly. It's a country radio station or something like that, right?
And everyone's fired.
Gone. Everyone's gone. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't, yeah. So
that would make fancy dinners a trigger for me from then on. I'm like, you know what? Nope. I'm not going to go to your fancy dinner.
I'm going to go to the McDonald's on Taylorsville Road in Bardstown. Okay.
Things happened there. Wow. You know, I feel
is
so bad.
Is that coming
for,
back from this?
I don't know, because if he has, they've been together 3 years. Okay. So yeah. At that point, you're not going to see anything new from this person.
Right.
You know who they are. And if you know at this point, you don't want to get married, but the other one does, there's kind of nowhere else to go. Because we're this far into it. Like, if he's saying this and they're 6 months in, then I would say wait it out and see. But we're 3 years in. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing new that he's going to say that will be a light bulb moment for him.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Let us know if you've been in this situation, like, all of a sudden, your partner's like, I'm not ready for marriage. Like, ready now or ready in two months
ever.
Or ever. Right.
And he said, I don't think I ever want to get married.
All right. Let us know your story. We'll take some of those coming up. Group therapy on 99.70 JX. Group therapy. So she got her nails done. She got dressed up. She was ready for the proposal moment at the 3-year anniversary dinner. But
not only did she not get that, but on the way home, he's like, I don't think I ever want to get married.
Yeah, so she's like, he says he doesn't want to break up, but what now? Like, do guys come back from this?
It's almost just like, no, I don't want to break up yet.
Right.
I haven't found the better person I've been waiting for.
Right. Now, you've been in this experience.
I was in a situation where he didn't want to get married, and then he ended up proposing. And I found out, because I kept asking him why, so I felt like, I guess he was pressured to propose. Turns out he was cheating on me the entire time. I found out 2 months before our wedding, and I left him.
Oh, wow.
That escalated.
Yeah, we had just got a house together.
Oh, gosh.
It's okay. Natural selection at its finest. Well, I have a beautiful daughter now, and I'm in a wonderful relationship.
That's
good. I honestly, after going through the wedding experience and all the pain and pressure of it. I'm fine with not getting married now.
If you could speak directly to this person, what would you say to her?
If she's getting a weird feeling, trust her gut, because that's what I did.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, and Brian says they should have been having talks about marriage before now.
Sure.
And if he is saying he doesn't see himself getting married, she should leave now. Mm. Even if he does try to propose now after that, you know it's only because he doesn't want you to leave, not because he really wants to do it.
That kind of sounds like our last caller there, yeah.
Yes.
Amber says, hey, cut your losses and move along. I was with my first serious boyfriend for 14 years.
Oh, Amber.
Waiting for him to propose.
Oh, no, no.
Current husband, though, less than 3 months, he told me he was going to marry me. Less than 6 months, he proposes. And just over a year after that, we met.
There
we
you
were
go.
Married. Yep. When men know what they want, they go for it. And don't let your boyfriend stop you from finding your husband.
Oh, that's
I like that
good
sentence.
Line right there.
Yeah, I like that
don't
sentence.
Let your boyfriend stop you from finding your husband. Yes, I feel like...
Unless you already have a husband.
exactly. So, listen, what it comes down to is... When a man knows he can't live without you in his life,
mm-hmm.
he's going to lock it down. And if he knows it's important to you to get married and he sees a life with you, then that's what he's going to want too.
Mm-hmm.
This is not where you guys are.
That's a tough you're going to have that hard conversation of, okay, where do you see the future of us?
Now,
if you don't see it at the altar or married, like, what do you see?
Tracy is throwing this out. She said, my husband told me the exact same thing. Then a week later, he proposed. He did it to throw me off. Interesting tactic. Kind of like Ben. Faking like he's going to break up with his girlfriend and then turn around and propose.
I did it right there, though. I didn't wait a week.
You did.
I did it
you
right
did.
There.
You did.
I waited a beat. I let the
Still
fury and rage and confusion build on her face. then I hit her with the punchline.
Why are you not looking at the breakup collage I made for you? Look at it.
You know, every time you bring this up, it just sounds bad. All right? I would not recommend proposing in that way. By telling your girlfriend on April Fool's Day that you're breaking up with her only to then say April Fool's and then propose.
Okay, so do we wait it out a week and see if it's what happened to Tracy?
Yeah.
Is that what we
sure.
say?
Let's wait a week. Let's
give it a beat.
Let's give it a beat and
see
then...
See if he's trying to throw you off.
I agree with Brian, though. Brian, who said, hey, if he does propose now, know that it's just because he thinks that's what you want.
Or he's Tracy's husband. I was just trying to throw you off. I knew you were expecting it.
You're like
on
a
our anniversary, fancy dinner, the whole thing. I knew you were expecting it.
I didn't want to be predictable.
Exactly. Maybe that could be it. All right, so we wait a week. And then if he's showing zero indication that's the case, then we have another come to Jesus moment.
All right.
And say, listen, this is something that's important to me. I thought that's where we're heading. If you think that's not your path, we're going to need to part ways.
Yeah. I'm going to need to hitch my wagon to someone else.
That's right.
I'm going to drown
got similar goals.
I'm going to drown my tears in a Big Mac at the McDonald's on Taylorsville
yep,
and Bardstown Road.
I'm going to go home to my crying rug. I'm going to sit down, eat a bucket of cookie dough, drink some Arbor Mist, and get over you.
And get back on the wagon. That's right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Let us know what you end up doing. All right.
Yeah, we're all invested. I that is an absolute gut punch. And I can understand if he does come back and propose now. Can you trust that's truly what he wants?
Yeah, like he's listening now and he's like, oh, I know who they're talking about. They're talking about me. I should probably just propose.
Even though I just told her I never, ever want to do that.
I'll just tell her I was kidding. And then we'll draw out the
long engagement.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
It's a lot to think about.
Like I said, let us know what you end up doing, what happens. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. Can't beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's introduce you to Lynette calling us from Shively. Hi there, Lynette.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, we're good.
Hey, Lynette. Hey. Listen, is this the same Lynette that's always like rolling in on the comments in this game?
Yes.
All right, it's your time to shine now. Yes, absolutely,
yeah.
Lynette. Lynette's from Shively. She's 5'1". She's currently in a relationship. Things going well with that, Lynette?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Love, love.
That's good
love
to know.
Love is fantastic.
That's good to know. All right. Can't Beat Kelly's the game where we kick Kelly out of the room, all right? We're going to ask you five pop culture questions. We're going to bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same five questions.
Now, you got to get more than me, Lynette. You got to get more.
That's right. If you tie or you get less, then you can't beat Kelly. But if you do, then you will be the one. Right now, she's 10-0. All right, Lynette?
She's 10-0.
Oh, no. Now, don't Lynette, I don't want like that.
Okay, sorry. No. She's...
No, and she's...
There are chinks in the armor.
Not really feeling smart today. Lynette, it's fine.
She's not really...
I'm not feeling smart today.
All right.
You didn't eat your Cheerios today.
That's right.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, Lynette, let's say bye to Kelly.
Bye,
okay,
Kelly.
Bye, Kelly. Okay,
bye, Kelly. All right, we're going to wait until Kelly gets out of the studio. And there she is. She's out of the studio. Here we go. Question number one for you, Lynette. Britney Spears has two kids with ex-husband Kevin Federline. Name them.
Yeah. Just saw them news yesterday. I guess one is Kevin, and I can't think of the other one.
Okay, just toss a name out.
Ricky.
Okay. Kevin and Ricky. Rumi, Mira, and Zoe make up the animated group what?
Animated group?
Yeah.
Golden Girls.
Okay. Which company recently partnered with Shaboozy to create a new jingle?
I'm going to go with Pork and Gamble. I'm on.
Okay.
I'm losing.
All right, it's all right, Lynette. Just keep pounding away at these, all right? Lynette, question number four, can't beat Kelly. Which 79-year-old had to assure fans they're not dying after their sister asked for prayers for them?
I know this one. Dolly Parton.
Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl is Taylor's 15th number one album, and Taylor is number two on the overall list behind only this group, who have 19 chart-topping albums. Who's the group?
It's the group, the Jonas Boys.
The Jonas Boys. All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in. All right, Kelly is rolling in. All right, let's say hi to Kelly.
Oh, how'd she do? How does Lynette feel like she did?
Lynette, yeah, I was going to say, answer Kelly's question. How do you think you did?
I think you got me, Kelly.
Well, if the comment section so far of the video, Amy says Kelly is going to beat the brakes off this one. I don't know if that's good for you, Lynette, or not.
It's not.
All right. Lynette got one right.
Okay.
Lynette got one right.
Well, you know that's better than zero, right?
That is better than zero. All right, here we go, Kelly.
Focus on the positive. Here we go.
Question number one. Britney Spears has two kids with ex-husband Kevin Federline.
True.
Name them.
Sean Preston and...
Get it wrong.
Wait. Jaden James and Sean Preston.
Jaden James is right. Yes, Jaden James is right.
Is it Jaden that we always remember and the other one we always say?
Sean Preston and the other one.
Oh, Sean Preston.
What we always said.
Jaden James.
Yeah, Lynette said Kevin and Ricky.
You're going to laugh at the other ones, really.
All right, here we go. Question two. Kevin and Ricky. That's what she said. Kevin and Ricky.
You're going to get your laugh on today, Kelly.
Listen.
I'm crying.
Lynette, don't derail the bit, all right? Hang on a second.
I need them to rename the kids.
Question two, can't beat Kelly.
I wish I could be in the studio right now.
I wish you were too. I wish you were too.
Oh, that's my favorite answer.
Question two, can't beat Kelly. Rumi, Mira, and Zoe make up this animated group.
Huntrix, I win. Okay, this is a fun game. I love this game.
I bet you do.
It is Huntrix. Huntrix is correct. Okay. Lynette, I don't even remember what you said on that one.
I forget who I said.
Yeah. You can say the Spice Girls.
No. You said that for another answer. Hang on a second. All right, okay. Here we go. Question three, can't beat Kelly. Which company recently partnered with Shaboozy to create a new jingle?
Domino's.
Yeah, that's not Procter & Gamble.
Oh.
All right. Question four.
Although they should call him. Shouldn't they?
Yeah,
they should call him.
Should.
There's an opportunity there.
Which 79-year-old had to assure fans they're not dying after their sister asked for prayers for them?
Oh, Dolly.
Dolly Parton. You both got that right.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, that's the one
yep.
she got right.
Yep. And then finally, Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl is Taylor's 15th number one album.
Uh-huh.
And Taylor is number two on the overall list behind only this group who have 19.
Oh, it's 5 out of 5 for me, the Beatles. Oh, dang it.
Not the Jonas Boys.
The Jonas Boys.
The Jonas Boys.
And the show you was looking for, I said the Golden Girls.
That's what it was. She said the Golden. Rumi, Mira, and Zoe make up the animated group, the Golden Girls.
That could be.
You know what? They have the song Golden.
Give her half a point.
You know what? I will.
Give her half a point.
You got 1.5 right.
The song is called Golden, and they are girls.
There it is.
Singing it. That's
Lynette,
great.
You've been a delight. You've been a delight.
And I'm going to now call Britney's sons, Kevin and Ricky.
Hey, Lynette, you've been a doll. Before we let you go, we are going to hook you up with a prize just for playing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you deserve it. You deserve it. You made Kelly sweat.
You made me cry.
Kelly's on the floor laughing right now.
I know. Lynette, we need you to say, hey, this is Lynette, and I can't beat Kelly.
Hey, this is Lynette, and I thought I could be Kelly.
Oh,
no, you didn't.
You can't.
You didn't even think you could.
But you did make Kelly cry with laughter.
You did make us laugh.
I thought I could be Kelly.
Yeah, I bet you did. All right. Thanks, Lynette. Hang tight, okay?
I love that she finally got off the bench. Out of the comment section.
She's like, you know what?
Into the hot seat.
These jokers don't know anything. I'm going to roll in and I'm going to blow them all the way.
The Golden Girls, Kevin and Ricky.
Yep.
All of this is fantastic.
There it is. There's Can't Beat Kelly. Kelly! Wow! There it is, folks.
I want to thank everybody that's gotten me to this point.
That's right. See, she sounds ditzy on the air. Really smart. She's got the smarts.
The internet who gives me the wealth of knowledge that it takes to slay at this game.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. There it is. Can't beat Kelly. On 99.7.
Kevin and Ricky.
DJX.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits.
That's right.
On Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time.
That's also right.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Brought to you by Once Upon a Child, Jose!
Grills, my papa. Yeah, are you?
Yep. My what?
Your grills.
And the bottom rose gold. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Dr. Aaron says, I need to hear anything by Kevin and Ricky's mom.
Oh, Britney Spears?
Shout out Lynette. Can't be Kelly contestant.
That's right. Throwback Thursday.
Kevin and Ricky's
still hits.
Mom.
Kevin and Ricky. Sean Preston and Jaden James, by the way.
Right, but Lynette
thought it was Kevin and Ricky.
Ah,
it's an honest
her
mistake.
Kids.
Honest
exactly.
mistake. All right, it's 99.70 JX Throwback Thursday.
Candace says, this is a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and I had a really fun time at our family home.
Okay.
Once we were cleaning and getting it ready, open for the season, dancing to Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Oh.
And after that day, it was kind of our hype-up party song with each other, and she just passed away. So
aww.
Can we please have a little way back?
Yeah, pull
absolutely.
One.
I mean, for Candace's mom.
I mean, and it helps that this is a banger, so.
Absolutely.
That would have been really, really bad if...
It was a bad song.
It was a bad song.
No. What is the matter with you? You don't say no to Candace's mom!
We're not going to. All right, Throwback Thursday. Enjoy. All right, it's Ben and Kelly, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Scotty from Shelbyville saying,
yes.
I need a throwback song.
Okay.
Not going to be good for going to work at the farm kitchen.
The farm kitchen.
He's heading out now. We're on the clock.
The farm.
The farm kitchen.
All right.
What you got?
I got you. We're good, Scotty.
Do they have a fox on the farm?
Is
this what the fox? Oh, no. What is this? I thought it was what the fox.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Throwback Thursday.
Sweat, baby. Sweat. Oh, no, I know what it is.
That's right.
Scotty.
There you go, Scotty.
Oh, you didn't even know what you were asking for.
Throwback Thursday. Get horny now. They just don't write lyrics like that anymore.
Scotty, that's for they the really, farm kitchen.
They really just don't. They really just don't.
Tried to find something in the animal kingdom.
Something in the animal kingdom. That's what we got. Throwback right. Thursday.
Here's another assignment. Jessica says my daughter has archery tryouts.
Gotcha.
Play something motivating.
Ooh.
She's going to kick some butt.
All right.
Shot to the heart. Oh, wow. And you're too late.
Archery. Makes sense, right?
Hopefully she's hitting the target.
Not through the heart?
Yeah. And her daughter's like, what is this
song? Yeah, I've never even heard this song once. Bon Jovi. Look it up. Ask your mom. Throwback Thursday, 9970JX. Anybody doing archery tryouts?
This is for you. Real Keith says I have a whole new level of respect for Ben. Hashtag savage.
You know, just got to keep it real, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Shelby, can we throw it back to 7th grade for me and play Good Girls Go Bad by Cobra Starship?
Yes, absolutely we can.
Oh, wow. You're actually playing the song.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Why wouldn't I? This is what we say. We say this is your moment.
Well, kind of. With an asterisk.
All right. Throwback Thursday. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
I feel like that is also perfect for Amanda. Heading to work at Walmart. Want something to motivate her. Good girls go bad.
Does she work in theft prevention?
I don't know. What? This feels like maybe making you feel like a baddie.
I guess so.
Maybe.
All right.
Ashley says you could at least play Unwritten after scarring my children with the Discovery Channel.
Listen. As the song says, this is not anything you're going to not see on the Discovery Channel. All right?
Okay.
But valid request. That's fine.
All right.
That's
Look
fine.
At that, Ashley.
We're actually playing your song. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back. We're all sharing in this moment together.
Elizabeth says, I love when Ben is giving vague instructions and told he can do what he wants on TBT. It's always good time and chaotic.
Hey, you know what?
It is a little.
I mean, it's kind of our job to have those at the back of our head, I guess.
Sure.
Is it?
Redbubble, Rachel, I'm changing up my request this week.
Okay.
I've given up on Ghetto Cowboy.
Yeah.
That ship
good.
Has sailed for her.
Good.
How about Murphy Lee, Jermaine Dupree, What the Hook Could Be?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that.
Look at that.
Look, see, we're easy going people over here.
Is this like, what, 3 in a row?
3.
That you've actually played the song
yes!
we actually want?
Again, that's what we do.
Oh.
This is what it's all about.
That's cute. It's precious.
Give them what they want. And they come back. All right, Throwback Thursday, DJX. Jermaine Dupri, Murphy Lee, What the Hook Gonna Be? 99.7 DJX.
Solid Redbubble,
I'm
Rachel.
Telling.
That was solid.
There you go.
Listen, Stabby Sarah says you guys are on a roll this morning.
All right.
We have a marching band competition this weekend, so let's see what you can do with that.
I mean, what do you think I'm going to play?
Oh, this is bananas, B-A-N. I feel like that feels
that
marching band.
That feels like it
band-ish.
Should be something I would do.
Yes.
It should be, but I'm not going to. Because this was actually, there's a real marching band in this song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
check on it. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Real quick, is it even TBT without
Fergie?
Krista, yeah.
I almost
it's not.
Forgot about the Fergie button.
Did you?
Fergie. It's been a minute.
All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX.
Rachel says, I can't think about Gertie. Which I think she meant Fergie.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Without thinking how she beat herself on stage.
Oh, poor Fergie.
No.
Listen, that happens to the best of the performers, right?
It does.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
I don't remember who this is for, but this is 303.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. We'll find it, though.
Oh, Jeannie and Shane.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You guys sound like a couple, are you? Or are you brother and sister?
Oh, that would be awkward if you're brother and sister and we called you.
Mother and son. I mean, who are you?
We need to know.
Are you lovers? Are you just friends? Are you relatives?
I feel like we're making it worse.
All right, throwback Thursday. Did you ever do that? Did you ever, like, try to transfer the X or wipe the X off of your hand, like what he said, so you could drink?
No.
Or did you ever try to, like, did you get stamped high and then you try to, like, transfer that stamp to your friend? See, I was always that friend that was too young.
Oh.
Because I have a September birthday, and so all my friends turned, like, 18 and 21 before I did.
So you snuck into the bar?
So I would try to.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd try to, like, get the hand stamp. That was... Okay, never mind. I'm saying too much. Mary rolls in. Hey, good throwback Thursday. Would love to hear the Humpty Dance going into a great doctor's appointment.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's get it going for the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Lost 88 pounds.
Look at that.
There it is. There it is.
Oh,
Stop what you're doing. Because I'm a freak. Not Mary anymore.
That's right.
That's right. Lost 88 pounds.
Yeah. By the way, Matt's rolling in saying this is the best TDT ever.
Oh, that's great.
One of the best in a while.
That's great.
And by the way, you said Jeannie and Shane.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Are they
yes, we're
brother
a
and sister?
Yes,
are they
no,
mother and son?
You're making it worse.
Are they lovers? Are they lovers?
Yes, they're lovers.
Are they tender lovers? Are they tender lovers?
Making it awkward.
Amanda, how about Gives You Hell, the All-American Rejects? Sure, we got that on 99.70JX Throwback Thursday. Yeah. Oh, wait. Hang on a second. Whoops. I played the wrong.
That is. Oh, wow.
I just typed in H-E-L-L. And it's like, dang it. Well, hang on. We can't disrespect. Listen,
Adele.
We cannot disrespect Adele. We can't disrespect Adele. We got
still talking over.
Hang on. Let's let it get to the hook, and then we'll get to the All American. Hang on.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were young.
Get to the hook.
And free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference.
Who said this was a great Throwback Thursday? We're ruining it now. Yeah, I know. Hang on. Shh. All together. That was good. Not ruined, just worse. Oh, gosh. Y'all are vicious. Can't win for losing over here. Right, are we back on track?
I feel like a little bit. We're getting there.
All right, we're getting there. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Did that bring it back around? We lost some passengers.
No, I mean,
Adele.
We...
Like, they jumped
listen,
off the train fully. They jumped off
listen,
the train.
You can't disrespect Adele. That is, sorry. It's like Celine Dion. If you start into My Heart Will Go On, you've gotta finish it through.
You gotta get through the hook.
Even if you may do it by mistake. Same with Adele, all right? Those are my new rules. Those are my new rules from here on out. If I accidentally make a mistake, if it involves Celine Dion or Adele, you've gotta respect.
Jenny, gosh dang it, Ben, you had one job.
Listen, I'm not very good at my one job.
All Lizzie right? says, I know it's called Throwback Thursday, and I never stop listening to these songs, but never mind. LOL, I'm out.
Oh, jeez.
Rachel, you all are so stupid, and I love it.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate you guys hanging.
Victoria, good feelings gone. Gone.
All for Adele.
You ruined it.
You've got to respect Adele.
Listen, we didn't even get to Tony the Welder's. Anniversary's on Monday. First yeah. Dance was free by Zach Brown Band. It's
don't
a little
have
slow,
that.
So any Zach Brown Band will do. Well,
nope,
Zach Brown
don't have
is
that.
Country.
Yeah.
And we don't play Zach Brown.
Yeah, why don't you
but
call
happy
AMZ?
Years, we love you. Oh, and then for Joy, we didn't even get to her Thug Thursday request.
What was it?
I don't know. It was a YouTube video.
I don't know. It's a YouTube
video. I didn't click on
we
the link.
We don't play YouTube videos
I
here.
I didn't click on the link.
All right. It's fine. All right. Hey, Throwback Thursday. Thank you for being a part of it every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 Jax. We're going to try to hook you up with $2,000 coming up. So earlier, Kelly just randomly says, I look like I have crop circles on my back. And I'm like, what? Hi, good morning.
I got some cupping done at physical therapy.
Okay, so what does that do? Is that just like to remove toxins? Like, well, what does that do?
No, it's like to help like release muscle tension.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got like this constant pain in my mm-hmm. left shoulder.
Because you've been in so many car accidents because you're a terrible driver?
Not because I'm a sitting duck. Everybody else around me is a terrible driver.
Because you're a menace on the road?
I'm not a menace on the road.
Uh-huh.
I've been sitting still. Anyway. So she only gave me like two. She's like, wow, you know, I don't want to like really hurt you too bad. We're just starting the treatment plan again, right? And I was just like, okay. But in my head, I'm like, give me the entire set. I need all of them right now. Squeeze out the pain.
So
was what I was saying in my head.
Yeah. But instead, you just said, okay.
Okay.
Well,
that sounds fine.
You need to say you can do a little more.
Oh, it lit up. It lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Because there was that much tension and
oh, wow.
all this
do you think that would help
I'm just
me?
Out of whack.
I don't think I could do that though, because I can't handle I can't even handle getting massage from my wife or my kid.
You can't? You don't like to get the shoulder rubs?
No, see, I do, but they always do it too hard, and I think they
oh, princess. Oh, no.
That's what they say to me. I think they do it now on purpose just to get a reaction from me. Because I'm like, oh, that's too tight, too hard. Yes. My daughter literally sent a pic or a video of me squirming in the group chat.
Oh, wow.
To the rest of the family after she was like, hey, dad, do you want me to rub your feet? I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. You know, she never asked me that.
Right.
And then she's like, grrr. And I'm like, ugh.
She did it just
yes.
to shame you
yes.
in the group chat.
Yes. And then
that's
she sends
beyond
it.
Savage.
Yes. So I can't, they go, they'll get a massage. Mm. My wife will get a massage and things like that. And she'll
jealous.
Go, firm, extra
yes.
firm, or
yes.
whatever you say.
Deep
I don't
tissue.
Know. Yeah. And they're, and so she legit, she was like, you know what? You need to get one of these. I was like, I couldn't do it. She's like, I signed you up.
Oh.
So I'm going to get one at some point. I don't know. Because I don't keep my own calendar. So I don't know when it's going to happen.
Wait a second. Your wife tells you where to go, when to be there, and you just show up. And then she's tender.
I'm a little tender.
A little tender.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
need you to take it easy on me.
How are you gonna handle a stranger rubbing on you?
I don't know.
I
can barely handle being touched by anyone.
That's
right.
Yes.
Exactly. Other than my family, but
you're going to have to put your brave face on because you're going to have to try to be a man about it.
Yeah, okay. Do you, do you like it hard or soft?
I like firm. A firm massage. Yes. Is genuinely best. Thank you for the way you asked that. Yes. I like. And Leslie says you're going to love dry needling if you like cupping. Okay, that's I think I'm going to try that too.
Is that
it's
the same?
This deep pain that just never goes away.
Okay, so it's supposed to release.
Supposed to release the tension.
Okay.
Yes, because it's just constantly tight on that side because I have some discs out of whack in
would
my
that,
neck.
Would that be better for someone like me who doesn't like it hard?
Oh,
I definitely
how
like
are
it
you
soft.
With needles?
I don't know.
Oh.
I've never done needles.
I'm going to need for you to say firm or less firm.
Thick?
No. 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 I don't think
Sean says I turn on the radio to do you like it hard or soft? I like it firm.
No, I don't think that you go to your massage appointment and say I like it hard.
No, I don't like it hard.
Okay. All right, then don't say that either, though.
Don't give it to me hard.
No, oh, my God, don't say that. I feel like your wife needs to go in there and explain things for you. I feel like you don't talk. I think you just go in there. You let your wife be your talking person.
Okay.
And you just show up. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
But if I don't like it hard, then
firm.
If I don't like it firm.
Firm.
Then dry needling or cupping may be better?
I don't know. See, I don't think you can handle cupping because really? That is very strong squeezing.
Is it?
It's very strong squeezing. It's like a suction cup that sucks your skin up into it a little bit.
That doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you don't like your wife rubbing on you too hard. I don't like this conversation.
I do like that, actually.
We're talking about... therapeutic massages. Okay.
All right. Well.
And Cindy goes.
There you go.
And this right here is why I listen.
Once again, Kelly makes it awkward.
I'm the one. It's my fault. I got it. All right.
Well, let me know.
Seriously, you don't talk.
Do not talk
in your massage appointment. Do not say a word.
Well, let me know if the cupping thing works.
Okay. Oh, it does. I just need the full set.
Okay.
Like two ain't gonna cut it. Light me up like a Christmas tree.
All right. So
it looks awful.
Oh, okay.
But for me,
someone who can't handle that much,
I don't recommend it for you. Oh. I feel like, yes, I think a Swedish massage is going to be best for you. That's a more Swedish. Relaxing.
Sounds fun.
It's less firm with the touch.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you're going to end up at an Asian place.
What? Hey, you know.
But you know what? I think you're at the wrong place. I think you need to go down the road.
All right. We're good. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We do setting the bar stories, which are typically what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
Right. And this is usually a segment where we shine the light on a stupid criminal. Someone who's trying to break the law, trying to be bad, and they're
made bad life choices.
They're bad at it.
Yeah.
All right. But this is like if you can manage to make it through the day without asking the barista to put your drink in a pumpkin for clout, then you're doing okay.
And did they do it?
It gets mixed reviews. So specifically, we're talking about Starbucks because there's apparently a trend of people taking carved out mini pumpkins, like little mini gourd pumpkins, to Starbucks and having the baristas fill them with the drink that they order because Starbucks usually lets people bring in their own mug.
Okay. They're using that. Well, that's what you said. I can bring in whatever a cup I want to drink it out of.
Right.
Y'all can put the drinks in like my own cup, right?
Yeah,
I have a pumpkin. Can you put it in my pumpkin?
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah, so...
Hey, why is this a setting the bar? She said, that's so cute. They were on board.
Okay. I'm not talking about from a Starbucks point of view.
Oh.
Do you know how many ounces that is?
Let's just do a tall.
Alrighty. So a tall ice pumpkin spice latte. Anything else?
That'll be all. They filled my pumpkin. How cute. Okay.
I still don't see the setting the bar part. She sounds happy. The Starbucks lady was happy. They thought, oh, cute idea. I love it all.
The setting the bar part is that it slows everything down.
Oh. Oh, it takes too long to fill the gourd?
It slows everything down. And then you're accepting a dirty vegetable from someone?
It's fine. I feel like it's fine. Okay. You're worried about germs?
No,
you're worried about it. It takes too long.
I'm not worried about germs. I'm worried more that it's just taking too long.
Oh, okay.
And if I'm behind someone who brought a frickin' pumpkin,
How is that different though than someone else bringing like their own cup? I don't think it took any longer to fill up the pumpkin. It's probably already carved. They didn't have to like carve the pumpkin to fill it up.
Well, my assumption is that it will.
Take
longer.
Oh, okay. So you don't even know. You're just throwing stones.
Yes.
You weren't even behind this person. Princess isn't even in the line, but mad about it.
Princess isn't even in the line.
I think it's cute and creative.
I'm still putting it in the setting of the bar because it's holding everything up.
It didn't annoy the people in the video. Didn't annoy the Starbucks person. It didn't annoy the customer. Was happy. Thought, look at that. That's so cute. Seemed like it tastes good.
It's dumb for clout.
Wait, are you jealous you didn't think about it?
No, I would never do that. I might do it at home as something fun and creative. I'm not going to take it to Starbucks and say, hey, fill up my pumpkin.
Could get you some viral fame. Could get you talked about nationwide.
I will continue to post my running
right here.
Photos, okay?
Oh, the running photos.
Those are going to catch on fire,
those
I'm sure.
Those are not annoying at all.
Annoying at all. Those will catch fire any
Wait
minute
a
now.
Second. The annoying police is rolling in saying no coffee in pumpkins.
That's right.
But post all the running pictures.
That's right.
Okay. I'm just.
To be fair, it's on my story, so it goes away after 24 hours.
Okay. All right. I want to clear up the annoying rules.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pumpkins at Starbucks.
At Starbucks, annoying.
Annoying. But post
Anything
all
else?
The running pics.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without asking the barista to put your drink in a pumpkin for clout, you're doing okay.
That's not a setting the bar story. That's a feel good.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm recategorizing it.
No, can't.
It's a bonus feel good because that's cute and creative. Well done.
You've just ruined the segment, Kelly. By the way, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com.
There's much to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, the show, honestly, it's not one of our best. It's just a little bit... It's a little bit crazy and off the rails.
It's not one of our best.
Now, I will say...
I feel like we're kind of at our best when we're crazy and off the rails a little bit.
We did get a message, and it was a very sweet message from Alex, who said, just needed to say this. Thank you both for existing and for this show. I used to bounce between this and another radio show, but now I exclusively listen to Ben and Kelly, and I've chosen to do so for several months now. Best morning radio show, without question.
Oh, Alex! Yay! We're putting that out and putting that on our boss's desk today.
Yeah, it is National Bosses Day, by the way, too.
Awesome!
So
what a gift for our boss.
You know what? Let's just do that.
Telling them how amazing we are.
Like, if you had any misgivings about firing us or any thoughts about that...
Alex said.
You're going to disrupt Alex's morning.
Yep. Can't do that. I love it.
How do I print?
We'll figure it out later. I'll show you later.
Oh, no, I got it.
Are you doing it now?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, great.
I want to print it in color so they can see it.
You also want to attach our picture to it so they remember who we are?
Do that too? Maybe we need to do that too. All right, yeah. So we did get it. There was a very awkward group therapy this morning. And just awkward for her because she did hear from her boyfriend of 3 years that, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not ready for marriage. And she was thinking she was getting proposed to.
Yes. Which, now there is one listener that rolled in that suggested a possible different avenue. Who was it? I think it was Tracy.
Yeah.
My husband told me the exact same thing. And then a week later he proposed. He just did that to throw me off.
Oh.
So that. Could be. Like, maybe he was like, okay, it's our anniversary dinner. It's a fancy dinner. She's going to expect it. I don't want to be predictable, so I'll just say this.
Okay.
Throw her way off, and then roll in later with the surprise. So, we're going to wait a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see if he brings it back around.
Yeah, we're going to need to follow up on her situation,
but
too.
But if it looks like he meant that,
yeah,
then we're going to need to have a come-to-Jesus talk.
All right.
And probably go our separate ways.
Yeah, that's the awkward part of the whole thing. So, yeah, yes. You can hear how that all played out. WDJX.com, tap listen. What else, Kelly?
Oh, Nicki Minaj quit music, so.
Yeah, she did say that in a tweet, so.
Yeah. We'll she was like, bye. She had an album that was supposed to come out early next year.
Yeah,
she's like, not releasing it, and I'm out. Peace out. No music ever.
Yeah, I want to say
Hope you're happy, Jay-Z.
She's had some issues with her label.
Yeah,
and
there's been
stuff
some
like that.
Things.
So some behind the scenes stuff, maybe.
Right. So
dealing with,
but
Nicki.
I feel like she's quit a couple times before,
maybe.
And then she came back. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe again, she's just putting it out there so everyone says, "No, Nicki."
And then she says,
"Don't quit. We need your music." And then she comes back.
Yeah. Maybe that's the deal. All right. So yeah, you can get that and much more on the website at WDJX.com. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.